content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from ScienceAlert.com, Chewy.com, the Associated Press, and CatsForAndDogsFor.com. We'll start today's program with an article from ScienceAlert.com titled Study Reveals How Your Cat Remembers Who You Are by Julia Henning. Ever wonder if your cat could pick you out of a lineup? New research suggests they could, but maybe not in the way you would expect. Previous research has found that only 54% of cats could recognize humans by their face alone. So how does your cat know it's you? Studying the sniff. A new study published in May in PLOS-1 suggests your cat can recognize you by your smell. This feat has not been studied before and may reveal another layer of depth within cat-human bonds. Cats often get a bad rap for being aloof or uncaring about the people in their lives, but a growing number of studies are finding the opposite to be true. We now know that cats learn the names we give them. Cats and their guardians form their own communication style, and most cats will pick human social interaction over food, a choice even dogs struggle with. And now, thanks to this most recent study, we know that cats can identify their people by smell, something they also rely on to identify their close feline social groups. The study by Yutaro Miyari and colleagues at Tokyo University of Agriculture investigated the ability of 30 cats to differentiate between their guardian and an unknown person based on scent alone. Cats in the study were presented with a plastic tube containing swab samples from under the armpit, behind the ear, and between the toes of either the cat's guardian or of a human they had never met. As a control, cats were also presented with an empty plastic tube. The results? Cats in the study spent longer sniffing the scent of an unknown person compared to the scent of their guardian or the empty tube. Shorter sniffing time suggests that when cats come across the smell of their guardian, they recognized it quickly and moved along. When they came to swabs from an unknown person, the cats sniffed longer, using their superior sense of smell to gather information about the scent. Similar patterns have been observed previously, with kittens sniffing the odor of unknown female cats longer than the odor of their own mother, and adult cats sniffing the feces of unfamiliar cats longer than those within their social group. The findings of this new study may indicate that we, too, are in the cat's social circle. The brain and the nose. The study also found a tendency for cats to sniff familiar scents with their left nostril, while unknown scents were more often sniffed using their right. But when cats became familiar with a scent after sniffing for a while, they switched from nostrils from right to left. While this may sound like an odd finding, it's a pattern that has also been observed in dogs. Current research suggests this nostril preference may indicate that cats process and classify new information using their right brain hemisphere, while the left hemisphere takes over when a routine response is established. Why scent? Cats rely on scent to gather information about the world around them and to communicate. Scent exchange through cheek-to-cheek rubbing and grooming each other is used as a way to recognize cats in the same social circle, maintain group cohesion, and identify unfamiliar cats or other animals that may pose a threat or need to be avoided. Familiar scents can also be comforting to cats, reducing stress and anxiety and creating a sense of security within their environment. When you come back from a holiday, if you notice your cat being distant and acting like you're a total stranger, it might be because you smell like one. Try taking a shower, using your usual home products, and put on some of your regular home clothing. The familiar scents should help you and your cat settle back into your old dynamic sooner. And remember, if your cat spends a lot of time sniffing someone else, it's not because they prefer them. It's likely because your scent is familiar and requires less work. Instead of being new and interesting, it might do something even better. Help your cat feel at home. Next, we'll move on to Chewy.com. And article is titled, My Senior Dog Sleeps All Day. Is This Normal? By Wendy Rose Gould. Sleep is sacred for senior dogs, but too much might mean something's off. Question. I've noticed that my senior pup naps a lot more than usual and sometimes even sleeps all day. Should I be worried or is this totally normal? Answer. While you might feel concerned with all those naps and reduced energy levels, it's perfectly normal for your dog's sleep patterns and general behavior to change as their muzzle goes gray. We spoke to veterinarians to learn why dogs sleep more as they get older, how much sleep is normal for senior dogs, and when there's a potential cause for concern. How much sleep do senior dogs need? Senior dogs tend to sleep a nap a lot, getting 16 to 18 hours of sleep daily, says Amber Karwacki, DVM, a veterinarian at Heart and Paw in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's quite a bit when you consider there are only 24 hours in the day. By comparison, the normal amount of sleep for adult dogs ranges from 8 to 13 hours, with adult small and medium-sized dogs sleeping less compared to large dogs and puppies. When is my dog considered a senior? As for when your dog is officially considered a senior, that depends on the breed. A large or giant breed of dog typically has a shorter life expectancy, so they're considered seniors around 6 to 7 years old. Smaller breeds tend to live longer, so they aren't really considered a senior doggy until they're 10 to 11 years old. Regardless of when your dog is considered older, hallmarks of an aging dog tend to appear subtly. Here are some examples of canine signs of aging: a graying muzzle, reduced activity level, declined hearing or hearing loss, reduced vision or vision loss, slower to get up and go, more time snoozing, leaking of urine from the bladder, and other health issues. Why do older dogs sleep more? In the same way humans tend to slow down as they grow older, a dog's energy level decreases as they get older, leading to longer periods of sleep. They simply get exhausted more easily and require more rest. However, there is such a thing as too much sleep, which we'll get to next. What causes oversleeping in senior dogs? Here are some reasons senior dogs may sleep more than the usual 16 to 18 hours. Overstimulation. Senior pups tucker out far more quickly than their spry youngling counterparts. That said, don't be surprised if your pooch needs extra naps after a long day, a big play session, or lots of socialization. Other events that can wear them out include big changes like moving into a new home, taking a vacation together, introducing a new baby or family member into the house. Boredom. On the flip side, Dr. Karwacki says dogs who don't get enough physical activity or mental stimulation can become bored or lonely. This may lead them to retreat to their cozy sleeping spot to spend the day. Make sure you're giving your pup attention and engaging them in activities. Medical conditions. Oversleeping in senior dogs may be a sign of medical problems. Anytime a dog is ill or in pain, they may retreat and spend more time sleeping. Common pet issues in aging dogs include osteoarthritis, pain from this progressive disease that affects the joints, usually after a lifetime of wear and tear, may cause a dog to retreat and spend more time sleeping, says Lacey Shabile, DVM, MSL, CVJ, a veterinarian, author, and speaker based in the Northport, Sarasota area in Florida. Because dogs are much more stoic than we are, arthritis may easily go undetected for years in dogs. Your veterinarian will be able to diagnose this condition and provide therapy to help your older dog's quality of life. Hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is common in middle-aged and older dogs. It occurs when there's a decrease in thyroid hormones levels in your dog's blood. Thyroid hormones help maintain healthy metabolism. Therefore, dogs with hyperthyroidism tend to sleep more, act sluggish when awake, and are prone to obesity, Dr. Scheibel explains. Fortunately, hypothyroidism is easily managed with oral medication. Injury. Like humans, senior dogs are more prone to injury as they get older, and it takes longer for injuries to heal. If your dog is limping or has a wound, address it right away. The vet can provide medication and physical relief and can recommend a treatment plan. Gastro issue. No matter a dog's age, dealing with gastrointestinal upset can put your pooch down for the count. Pay attention to whether your dog is vomiting, experiencing diarrhea, or has decreased appetite along with lethargy. Canine cognitive dysfunction. Cognitive dysfunction can affect older dogs in a similar dimension in people. Some classic signs can include reversal of day-night wake-sleep patterns, progressive confusion, anxiety, aggression, potty accidents, loss of recognition of familiar people. If you suspect your dog is suffering from cognitive dysfunction, have them evaluated by a veterinarian. There are several types of therapies to ease the severity and slow the course of this progressive cognitive disorder. When to worry about your dog sleeping. If your senior dog sleeps more than 18 hours a day or experiences sudden changes in their sleep pattern, schedule a checkup with your veterinarian. Your vet can determine whether there are concerns regarding your dog's health and will come up with a treatment plan that provides your pooch some relief and you some peace of mind. If you suspect your dog's behavior is due to a temporary issue such as boredom or overstimulation, The tips in the next section can help. How to give your older dog the best sleep possible. Your senior dog has trouble snoozing. Incorporate these practical options into your lifestyle and your home. Provide a comfy dog bed. You know, keep exercising. Improved muscle tone makes sleeping more comfortable for your senior dog, so keep your doggy active and at the appropriate weight. When they may have previously enjoyed intense aerobic games, moderate walks may now be the preferred outing. Choose activities that are gentle on aging joints, but still useful in keeping off extra pounds. Consider supplements. Ask your veterinarian if your senior dog would benefit from any of the following supplements: glucosamine, melatonin, pheromone sprays or diffusers, omega-3 fatty acids. See your vet. If your dog's sleeping habits are interrupting their normal daily activities, bring your dog to the vet. This is Dr. Karwacki. Your vet will most likely run some blood tests along with a physical exam to make sure there is nothing medically wrong with your dog. The bottom line: be mindful of the age-related changes your pooch will undoubtedly experience and pay attention to signs of oversleeping so you can address them right away. The golden years of your dog's life are very special, and there are many ways to help them and you find comfort and joy in this stage. Move to another article on Chewy by Jamie Milan titled, "Why Do Cats Chirp at Birds? Is This Normal? Your cat's not broken, they're just bird obsessed." Question: I've noticed my cat will sometimes make these weird noises when she sees birds outside the window. It's a sort of rapid-fire chattering chirping sound. Why do cats chirp at birds? Is this normal? Answer: cats chirping at birds mainly has to do with the fact that cats are gas predators and birds are their prey. Basically, it's their natural hunting instincts kicking in. So yes, it's normal, and not only that, but cats chirping at birds should actually be encouraged. If you're a cat parent, you may have seen your cat chirp at birds before. This type of cat chattering can also be directed at other small animals like squirrels or chipmunks. If you're wondering why cats chirp at birds and other animals, you're certainly not alone. We tap several feline behaviorists to get to the root of the seemingly weird cat behavior. Why do cats chirp at birds? There are several reasons why cats chirp at birds and other animals, according to experts. They're mimicking bird sounds. Many cat behaviors are what Michelle Nagelschneider, certified cat behaviorist and founder of the Cat Behavior Clinic in Portland, Oregon, calls Darwinian evolved survival of the fittest behaviors. And this trilling meow sound they make might actually help them capture their prey. It may be a way of mimicking the bird to entice it to come closer, says Nagelschneider. This behavior is also seen in large wild cats. Our house cats, much larger and wild counterparts like cheetahs and mountain lions, are known to chirp or chatter in nature, says Ingrid Johnson, a certified cat behavior consultant and the owner of Fundamentally Feline in Atlanta, Georgia. They're excited. Another reason why your cat may chirp or chatter at animals outside: sheer excitement of a potential snack. Cats are really excited when they see a bird or squirrel and they want to get their mitts on it, says Marcy Koski, a certified feline behavior and training consultant and owner of Feline Behavior Solutions in the Pacific Northwest. That excited energy can result in this chattering sound. Nagelschneider likens it to your mouth watering when you look at a delicious dessert before you take a bite. The teeth chattering together is the closest the cat can get to have the prey in its mouth and quickly biting down on it. Yikes! Sometimes we forget our cats are natural-born predators, we say as we sprinkle catnip around their luxury beds like rose petals. When your cat chirps at birds or other prey, Johnson says there's also a chance it could be an involuntary reflex that happens secondary to excitement. They're so stoked to see the bird outside their window, and it's their way to exercise their excitement so they don't scare the prey away or rush after it prematurely, she explains. They're frustrated, but in a good way. If you think your kid or cat is chirping out of frustration or anxiety because they can't catch their prey outside, Nagelschneider says not to worry. An important thing I tell cat parents is to remember that out in nature, cats do not catch their prey all the time, not even close. In fact, the most exciting part of the hunt for the cats is when the prey hides and it becomes a more challenging experience. This activates what is called their seeking circuit, which is in the reward circuitry of the brain and best feeling for cats, Nagelschneider says. So even if your domestic cat is chirping at squirrels or birds outside, it may not be out of frustration, but rather enthusiasm and entertainment. They're watching cat TV through the window, and they're pretty engaged with what they're watching, Johnson says. They're initiating their prey sequence. If your cat gets excited about birds and squirrels outside windows, this can initiate something called their prey sequence, or a series of behaviors that cats perform when they hunt. The first step of this prey sequence, Koski says, is staring at prey animals and getting excited. This is where your cat's chirping or chattering might come in. The second step is stalking or chasing. Then comes pouncing or grabbing, and lastly comes the killing bite. Though you may think of your house cat as an adorable fluff ball who loves to take long naps and bask in the sun for hours at a time, Kosky says cats are wild, carnivorous beasts, so it's really important to give them an outlet for those instinctual habits, like giving them an interactive toys, like a wand they can chase. It's a literal killer reflex. Okay, get ready to cringe. Speaking of the killing bite, Johnson says the chirping vocalizations cats make essentially mimic the action of the jaw or the motion of what cats do when they snap the neck of their prey. As creepy or as unsettling as that may be, it's totally normal. Johnson explains that this type of mouth movement is controlled by your cat's motor system and is actually an involuntary reflex. The jaws move so quickly like that because they're enthusiastic. The chirping mimics the motion of the kill portion of the predatory sequence, she adds. Should you be concerned about your cat's chirping? The good news? All three cat experts agree that cat chirping or chattering at their prey is completely normal and nothing to worry about. In fact, they all believe you should encourage your cat's chirping noises. There's nothing to worry about, Johnson assures. This is totally normal and adorable. Give them a chance to be enriched and engaged. So even if your cat is making strange noises while staring at birds or squirrels outside, you don't need to stop or redirect the behavior. Trying to stop a cat from this behavior would be like trying to stop a bird from singing or building a nest. It's completely harmless and an evolved genetic trait in cats, says Nagel Schneider. Furthermore, removing your cat's outlet for performing their natural prey sequence can cause them to become stressed. Kosky says it can cause net behavioral issues such as pent-up energy, frustration, or aggression towards people or animals in the household. How to encourage cat chirping? If you want to encourage your cat's prey sequence, which all three experts recommend you do, there are several things you can try. Give them a great view of the outdoors. For starters, Johnson recommends that cat parents put cat condos near big open windows, put up squirrel feeders or bird feeders, and your cat has the opportunity to watch TV. You can even get a window-mounted perch. Up your daily interactive sessions. All cats should have several interactive play sections with cat toys a day prior to their meal. Playing with your cat before you feed them is ideal because it mimics the predatory sequence of hunt, stalk, catch, kill, eat. Make them work for food or treats. Engage their minds with food puzzles, because these types of products make your cat work for their treats like they would in the wild. Though it's not exactly hunting prey out in the savannah, it will simulate the experience of giving them a source of entertainment. The bottom line, cat chirping can occur when your cat's excited, entertained, or ready to hunt. It's not only a normal behavior, but it's also a good sign that you have an engaged and happy kitty. Next, we'll move on to an article from the Associated Press titled, Dogs and Cats Can Also Suffer from Allergies, But There Are Ways to Help Our Furry Friends, by Laura Unger, AP Science Writer. About 5 years ago, Gail Freeman noticed her Parson Russell Terrier was constantly licking his paws and seemed super uncomfortable. The poor dog, I would have to put baby socks on his feet so he wouldn't lick them or bite them, says Friedman of Oak Brook, Illinois. He was constantly changing the socks, washing his feet a lot, nothing worked. It turned out her canine companion, Mr. Friedman, had allergies. It's a common and tricky problem in pets caused by various things such as pollen, dust, mold, chemicals, and food. But veterinarians say there are several ways to ease the suffering. What sorts of allergies do cats and dogs get? Allergies happen when the immune system overreacts to a foreign substance. Cats and dogs react to many of the same things people do, as well as pests like fleas. There are no definitive recent statistics on the number of pets with allergies, but research suggests the problem is growing. I probably see allergic dogs and cats every single day, probably multiple times a day, says Dr. Karen Woodard, medical director at Thrive Pet Healthcare, Amherst in Illinois. About 90% of allergic pets react to environmental triggers, Woodard said, and the rest have food allergies only. Dog breeds that are especially vulnerable include various types of terriers, boxers, and bulldogs. In cats, it's Persians, Siamese, and Himalayans. Pets can even be allergic to other animals, cats to dogs to cats, and either to another species. It's possible for them to be allergic to us just like we are to them, says Thrive Doctors Anthea Elliott-Schick of Scottsdale, Arizona, immediate past president of the American College of Veterinary Dermatology. How can you tell if your pet has allergies? Allergic cats and dogs are not as likely as humans to sneeze and cough. More often, they scratch and lick themselves, shake their heads, and develop ear infections. Woodard says her Yorkie mix, Teddy, has the classic signs. Scratching around his shoulders and getting rashes and ear infections starting at 6-month-old puppy. She lived in the South at the time, and he tested positive for allergies to various trees and grasses there. A common sign of allergies in her feline patients is overdoing their grooming, says Woodard, who's on the Chicago Veterinary Medical Association's board of directors. Cats shouldn't be pulling their hair out when they groom. So if you start to see bald patches on your cat, even though the skin underneath it looks normal, that could be a sign of allergies. Even food allergies, often to chicken, beef, lamb, or other protein sources, frequently show up on the skin, although pets can have vomiting or diarrhea too. Rarely, pets can develop life-threatening anaphylactic reactions, perhaps after being stung by an insect. But most allergies are simply miserable for the animals. It breaks my heart because it gets to the point that not only do I have to put socks on poor Mr. Friedman, which is humiliating for him, he sometimes gets so bad he has to wear the cone of shame, Gail Friedman said. And that's not fair because he can't move around right. He can't sleep right. It's terrible. How can you help your pet? The first step is try to get a diagnosis from the vet. This could involve allergy testing or, in the case of food allergies, an elimination diet, which involves feeding limited ingredients the pet has not previously eaten. If the allergy culprit is environmental, there are medications like anti-inflammatory drugs and newer oral and injectable medications for dogs to block chemical signs associated with itchiness. Food allergies may be treated with special diets such as hydrolyzed food, in which proteins are chemically broken down into tiny pieces. All of this can get expensive. Friedman estimates she spent about $10,000 on testing, medication, and care for Mr. Friedman and another allergic dog. But vets say there are also ways to help pets at home by cleaning their bedding frequently, wiping their fur with a wet washcloth, and giving them baths. Outdoors, they're almost acting like little Swiffers, getting allergens on their skin, and it goes through their skin and actually becomes a problem, Schick said. We say bathe your dog at a minimum once a week if they're allergic. And she's tried nearly everything. Friedman's dogs are still vexed by allergies, but they're doing better. I'm going to keep experimenting until we find what stops it completely, she said. All you can do is try. Next, we'll move on to an article from the Catster editorial team. Can cats be trained like dogs? Vet-approved tricks and tips. Cats are independent creatures that like to do things on their own. However, they are also highly intelligent and can learn to do many things that we want to teach them. But can dogs be trained like dogs can? Not exactly. Dogs are typically not independent or stubborn as cats are, which makes them easier to train. Dogs also tend to be able to learn more tricks and actions through training than cats. That said, cats can learn myriad actions with a bit of patience and a commitment on your part. Here are a few things you should know before you start training your cat to do anything. Why are cats harder to train than dogs? First, there are a few different reasons that cats can be tougher to train than dogs. First, they do not recognize a hierarchy in their packs. They do not see their human companions as leaders, so they do not seem to respond as well to directives. Second, cats are sometimes harder to read than dogs. While it's easy to tell when a dog is being attentive or when their excitement is building, cats do not usually show signs of these things. No matter how well you know them, a cat may never clue you into how they're feeling or what they're thinking. Therefore, it can be hard to interact with them during training and figure out what is and isn't working. Another thing to keep in mind is that cats do not have the same attention spans as dogs. They tend to pay attention in short spurts, which can be frustrating when you're in the middle of a training session. Unfortunately, there is not much that we can do to make a cat pay attention to us if they don't want to, and a treat will only go so far. No animal should ever be punished, but it is well known that felines in particular do not respond well to punishment. What can cats learn through training? Even though cats are not as easy to train as dogs are, it's possible to train them to do multiple different things. For example, cats can learn how to sit on command with plenty of practice. Cats can also learn to give you a high five or shake your hand with a paw. Here are a few other things you might be able to teach your cat to do. Walk inside and outside on a leash. Go to a specific location on demand. Jump onto and through objects. Roll over. Seek out items and come when called. Tips and tricks for a successful training experience. Cat training is a great deal of hard work, but the process is usually worth the effort. However, it's always a good idea to consult with a professional trainer before starting any training sessions with your cat to gain expert guidance and advice. It's also best to start training during kittenhood, when they're still learning about how the world around them works. Here are a few other tips and tricks that you can use to make training your cat successful and rewarding for both you and your cat. Have patience. It's important to have patience when working with a cat to teach them new skills. While it might take only one training session to get a dog to understand what they're supposed to do, it can take three or more training sessions for a cat. So expect it to take longer for your cat to learn a new trick or skill than you think it will. Even if you think you have low expectations, your cat might not want to meet any expectations right away. Take your time and give your cat a bit of slack, and eventually they'll come around to training. Start with activities that cats naturally like to do. Make training easier on you and your cat by starting with an activity they've already have a natural inclination to do. For example, if your cat seems to like to reach out for objects and items with their paws, they're a good candidate for learning how to high-five or shake. If your kitty enjoys chasing toys, they may be great at learning how to play fetch. Once you've accomplished basic training, you can move on to other activities that your kitty may not be naturally inclined to do. Use treats. Rewarding your kitty cat with a treat when they accomplish a training goal is an effective way to positively reinforce the behavior so that they will want to keep completing the trick or action that you train them to do. Every time your cat follows directions and does something that you want them to do during training, give them a special treat. Continue the process every time you train your cat. Whatever treats you use during training should be reserved just for that time. Use variability in treat numbers or sizes to mark when they did something extra well. This will make training time special for your cat and give them more incentive to follow directions throughout the session. Remember that your cat should get a maximum of 10% of their diet and treats. So choose low-calorie diets and use them wisely. Alternatively, you can use parts of their food portions as reinforcements offered between their favorite treats. A final recap. Cats can be trained to do many things, even stuff that dogs get trained to do. However, it does take more patience and overall work to train a cat than it does a dog. If you are committed to the process, though, you can have your cat walking on a leash, coming when they're called, staying in place when asked to, and even fetching toys in the living room. We'll move on to one final article from Dogster, Free Eye Exams and Health Checks for Hundreds of Servants' Dogs, written by Karen Kanowski. An exciting initiative spearheaded by MedVet Cincinnati in conjunction with the annual ACVOEPICUR Service Animal Volunteer Eye Screening, hundreds of service and working animals will be receiving complimentary eye exams throughout the month of May. In addition, on Sunday, May 18th, MedVet Hospital provided total health checks to service dogs completely free of charge. Maintaining good ocular health and vision is vital, particularly if you are the eyes and ears of your human, which is why members of the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, ACVO, choose to donate their time each year to this wonderful cause. Thanks to them, more than 86,000 eye exams have been performed. For over a decade, board-certified veterinary ophthalmologist Vanessa J. Coonan-Cavins, DVM, MS, Diplomat, ACVO, has participated in the annual eye exam event at MedVet Cincinnati. Her dedication and commitment to this event has improved health and averted potential diseases for thousands of service animals in Cincinnati and surrounding areas. This year, thanks to MedVet, service dogs also had access to free health exam performed on May 18th. This is philanthropy at its finest. The funding, organization, staffing, and time that goes into an event like this are enormous, relying on the generosity and members of supporters donating their time and money to provide this invaluable service. So often, the work, training, and expertise that go on behind the scenes to provide service animals to those in need are overlooked and undervalued. This remarkable event deserves to receive our support and admiration, as it is an inspiration to the world veterinary community. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.